Voice of America has been gathering information about extremism in many formats. Its year-old Extremism Watch Desk prepares this information, no matter what language it originated in, so it's usable for the general audiences overseas served by VOA. Ernie Torriero, a former newspaper man, is the desk's managing editor. He explains how the Extremism Watch Desk works.
The VOA Extremism Watch Desk is a bridge desk. It takes video, audio, words, journalism products produced by our services, our language services, and we take it and shape it for the general audience and for use among VOA's other 44 language services. It is a bridge desk. It's designed to use the expertise we have in the region to get the great journalism products we have at VOA out to the general public.
So you have a 44 language service that's kind of at one end of the bridge. And just briefly describe what they do.
Sure. VOA's 44 different language services send out information, journalism, to the world in their languages and in their culture. Their idea is to get out their stories to their countries. That makes their service really tailored to what they do in country. We, however, take the information and build it for the general audience.
So the 44 desks, the languages, they gather material in their country. It's produced and processed here in the United States and then redistributed to the media in those language countries.
They have a two-pronged kind of method. One is to get information out of their countries, back out, in a free, fair, and balanced way, which is a hallmark of the VOA charter. And they have a second mission, which is to get Washington news and also policies, U.S. policies, out to their countries. So they really concentrate in language on their own countries.
All right, so getting back to the desk, to the terrorism and extremism desk, the bridge, you also gather material that might be coming from those language countries, or certain ones. Which areas do you concentrate in?
We concentrate on areas where there's heavy involvement right now of ISIS, any groups tied to ISIS, terrorist activities, mostly Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all those areas surrounding that, including Central Asia, where extremism is running rampant. Our aim is to do three things. One is to get content from the language services into shape for the general audience via worldwide dissemination for VOA.
So that something that might be really interesting in Syria doesn't just stay in Syria.
Correct, or doesn't stay in our language services. We do that several ways. We have 9 staffers who speak generally about 12 or 13 different languages.
And they sit right outside of your office.
They sit outside of the office. They immediately get the day's product from our language services. They vet it. They put it into English. They cut it if it's video. They send audio bites throughout, or they produce web content for VOAnews.com. That's our first mission. Our second mission is to monitor media in language for biased, single-source reports about ISIS and terrorism that we get because we speak the language.
This would be material not produced by Voice of America, but just
this
what's
is
indigenous to
general
that area.
Material which can come from any media in the region, including state-run radio. Our job is to find out what media is saying in language, and then we put out a roundup to all the VOA services so they can see and hear directly what these sources are saying about ISIS and terrorism. Our third thing is to combine all the things we do to produce our own stories. For example, we were noticing about 8-9 months ago that there was a huge use of drones in the region by all kinds of people, rebels, Syrian forces, Iraqi forces, Kurdish forces, ISIS, other terrorism groups. Everybody was using drones. We gathered that information along with video and produced a very compelling story on the English web. So you see, all these things are working every day in tangent.
Ernie Torriero is the managing editor of the VOA's Extremism Watch Desk. And I guess, what's the genesis of the desk in the first place? What made the, I guess, the Broadcasting Board of Governors decide this is something we need, this particular specialty?
VOA about 2.5 years ago decided that ISIS and terrorism needed to be an acute focus of our coverage. It was impacting our region. We were seeing this breaking out all over key parts of VOA's audiences and VOA's services. So we decided to do three things. Basically, enhance our services, give them more people in language, the ability to do more television, more web, more timely things. Secondly, we needed a way to get that information to our general audience. And we came up with what we think is a unique journalism recipe that we found people who speak the languages, but who can write clearly in English, and not only translate what was coming out of the services, but enhance it so the products we produce can get out in a faster, timely manner. So there's a symbiotic thing going on here, which I said only works because we have our language services and our own people who speak those languages.
And in many ways, I guess this is enhanced by the existence of a digital platform of recent years, the whole web idea, because a lot of VOA material is not available except in the country to where it's broadcast. But on the web, it's available to anyone in the world, correct?
Well, not only on the web. We have a robust social media presence. And we have the ability to set viral fires in language. We produce stuff which comes from one service, quickly get it out in another service on social media. Using those social media platforms has been a key to our success.
And you're always battling blockages and cutoffs and wire snippings from countries that don't maybe want this material to their people.
We do have those problems, and social media is one way we can really get stuff out. The other thing is also we monitor some social media sites that are produced by ISIS and some other terrorist groups. So we're always vetting, always evaluating, always looking. But the key is we have people who come from the region who speak those languages and who have knowledge on the ground.
Now, in the past year, you mentioned that you had produced 500 products to distribute to the House and so forth so that the world can see them. Does that add up to maybe new knowledge about terrorism and extremism by virtue of this aggregation?
We are an added value desk. We're not here to produce what is generally produced in Western media. We're not here to follow the wires or regurgitate the wires. We're here to enhance the value. We found things about ISIS movements long before other people did, by our knowledge of the region. We found out trends and all kinds of things before other people. Just yesterday, for example, VOA was the only one to report, and this came through our watch desk, that an American volunteer was killed yesterday fighting for Syrian Kurdish forces outside Raqqa. The reason we got that story is the Kurdish service and the watch desk have sources. That story got out all over the wires, all over social media, and VOA was quoted quite widely. This is the fourth American volunteer this year to have been killed.
And to stand up this desk, you hired people. It was an expansion of VOA.
Correct. We hired at least 9 people who speak well over 13 languages. They were hired because they have journalism expertise in their countries, and some of them came from our services, so it was a natural marriage.
Find photos and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.